From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Under a bill declared the California Assembly Tuesday, applicants would find it easier to participate in the state's food stamp program. California now has the lowest rate of participation in the nation. Max Pringle reports from Sacramento.
Backers of the bill say only 50% of eligible Californians participate in the CalFresh program, and red tape is one of the primary reasons. Assemblymember Mark Stone.
By removing unnecessary barriers to CalFresh, eligible families can receive federally funded nutrition assistance, and Californians can acquire some of the $4.7 billion in federal funds that the state leaves in D.C. every year.
Opponents say the bill would open the food stamp program to fraud because it would allow applicants to identify their dependents with little independent verification. The bill made it out of the Assembly on a largely party-line vote. It now heads back to the Senate floor for concurrence on Assembly amendments. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
California is an expensive place to live, but a measure aimed at creating more affordable housing drew considerable debate in the state Senate Tuesday. The bill would allow local governments to require affordable housing be included in new residential developments. Democratic Senator Ben Hueso dismissed critics who said housing prices should be determined by the free markets.
We can't rely on that, and if we could, we wouldn't need this bill, and people wouldn't be clamoring for affordable housing in our communities.
Critics of the measure pointed out California got rid of its primary method for funding affordable housing when it eliminated redevelopment agencies. The bill failed to make it through the Senate on its first vote. It was put on hold for a few hours while several lawmakers were convinced to support it. The measure ultimately passed with a bare minimum 21 votes. Find these and other stories on HK.